No one stands in the way of great radio. AFN, the Eagle.
Eiffel.
105.1.
AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. It's a story of personal courage and mascots, a limited run on the show on the CW tomorrow. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
I'm Libby Brown. Cabrera grabs the green jacket and brought to you by LifeLock. With nearly 10 million victims, identity theft hit a five-year high last year. Protect yourself now at LifeLock.com.
You're locked in. The live Monday morning morale countdown show. Nothing but the hits. The hits.
It's nothing but the hits on your Monday morning morale. I don't know. I can never get it.
It's the Monday morning morale countdown.
That's right. I'm Airman First Class Brad Kosh, and of course, in the studio with me is your favorite First Sergeant, Master Sergeant Deshaun Woods. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. A little foggy this morning.
Yeah, a little foggy, 50 degrees outside, but it's going to get nice, 72 degrees. So after work, get outside and have some fun. Also, we're having plenty of fun. What are we counting down this week?
We've got the top 10 hits this week 9 years ago. We're going all the way back to the year that kicked off this decade, the year 2000.
All right, so trying to think. I was a freshman in high school in 2000. What were you doing?
I've already graduated high school. I was 8 years in the military at Scott Air Force Base.
Nice. Love Scott Air Force Base. So it's 9:06. We got plenty of information coming up for you folks.
Oh, that's right. We're going to talk about some unprofessional relationships this hour. We're going to hit on professional organization involvement like the first four. We're going to touch on our website of the week. And plus, I've got a great fitness tip. Airman Kosh, you don't want to miss that. We've got music, memories, and fun all on our way to number one. You know, following in their footsteps with Semi-Charmed Life and How's It Going to Be, 9 years ago this week, that was Never Let You Go by Third Eye Blind. It was the 10th biggest song this week back in the year 2000.
Wow. So I'm amazed, honestly, because they were so big that that was the last song of theirs to make it onto the chart. So, I mean, you didn't even hear about them breaking up or disappearing. They were just there and then 1 minute, gone the next.
They just blew away in the fog. I don't know what's up with them now.
Yeah, speaking of fog, foggy outside, folks, as you're driving around, make sure your lights are on. One, it's safe. Two, it's against the law to drive around with your lights off in inclement weather.
And make sure people are wearing their reflective belts when they're out and about right now, because it is foggy out there. Hey, I got a question for you, Airman Kosh. Do you know who the world's biggest selling salsa artist is of all time?
Well, I'd have to say either Chi-Chi's or Old El Paso. I'm a fan of Chi-Chi's.
No, thinking music.
Oh, music. I don't know.
Well, it's Mark Anthony. And 9 years ago this week, he was sitting at number 9 with You Sang to Me.
See, that's kind of funny because I would have thought that with Mark Anthony marrying J-Lo, that she's the big, you know, Latin whatever. You really don't think about Mark Anthony.
Nope. It's kind of hidden in all that picture there.
Can't believe it, oh, but I feel it, feel it.
He's the world's biggest selling salsa artist of all time. That's Mark Anthony.
Anthony.
Yes, nine years ago.
I say Anthony because, you know, that's the Julius Caesar's general ended up killing some people, so. Yeah,
but we're talking about Anthony.
Anthony, Central America, Rome, kind of a big difference. Speaking of a big difference, unfortunately, the exchange rate is down. So you can check out Service Credit Union's website, servicecu.org, and it's a dollar is equal to 73 euro cents today, and 1 euro is going to get you $1.37. Again, head over to Service Credit Union's website, servicecu.org, to check that out. And speaking of spending money, some people were spending money at the movies about 9 years ago. A little less than they are now, but We've got a list here of some of the top movies that are out there.
The top five movies of the week 9 years ago. At number five, it was The Road to El Dorado. Number four was Aaron Brockovich. Number three was Keeping the Faith. Number two was 28 Days. And the number one movie this week back in the year 2000, Rules of Engagement, that Marine-based action flick starring Tommy Lee Jones and Samuel Jackson.
See, it's really sad. I never saw Rules of Engagement. I did see 28 Days later because, you know, pretty much it's a zombie movie. I have to go see it. I mean, who doesn't enjoy, you know, screaming and brain eating? But, you know, I probably should see Rules of Engagement.
It was a good movie.
But, you know, some people were saying, you know what, it is getting a little expensive to go to the movies. So a lot of folks were spending time at home watching television.
Yeah, number five on the TV tube, Dharma and Greg. Never saw an episode of that.
I used to watch it, but, I mean, I thought it was only on, like, three seasons. I only saw the same reruns over and over again.
Yeah, well, in the year 2000, Friends was at number four. ER was number three. But the year 2000 was the year of the game shows, and number one and number two belonged to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The Tuesday and Thursday night episodes was king on the TV chart.
So it was... I can't remember. Was that the one with Regis Philbin, or had he already run his course?
It was Regis. Regis was the one and only, the true host.
All right, definitely. We've got more information coming up and lots more music.
We've got a kid coming up, too.
So stay tuned. We're not going anywhere, so don't you go anywhere.
The Air Force is recapitalizing their air power, whether it is implementing new training techniques.
Extend that to 200 meters.
Number eight.
You know, Kid Rock has sold over 20 million albums to date, and 9 years ago this week, he was sitting at number eight with only God knows why.
Yeah, and honestly, Kid Rock is one of those cool guys. He's really huge into supporting the USO and traveling around supporting troops. Actually, he was at Rock'em Ring this last year, and I got a chance to head up there, and I actually met him. He pulled some service members in the back and gave a meet and greet, some... photograph sessions, hang out, and get to talk to him a little bit. So that was really cool. Something that was actually hooked up by services. So as the summer comes and Rock'em Ring is coming up, you know, head over to services and bug Andy at the Brick House or you know, see what they have going on. ITT has trips up to Rock'em Ring
all the
time.
And that's something, when you hear Kid Rock, you don't think of ballads, but Only God Knows Why was his first ballad. And he had another one with a duet.
Yeah, and then...
mostly he's known for rock type songs.
Yeah, it was a Photograph with Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
So, was it Photograph?
Picture.
Picture, yeah. That would be it. Something about pictures. I don't know.
But that Rock of Jam's coming up in June.
Is it June?
I believe June.
It might be June, yeah.
Check services and find out.
Yes, definitely. All right, so... We were talking earlier, we're going to talk about unprofessional relationships and how it's not necessarily just an officer and an enlisted member and all that, but we were talking about how there's a lot of gray in there.
There is. You know, unprofessional relationships, a lot of people get confused over that. There's two big differences. Unprofessional relationships can occur between officers and officers, officers and enlisted, enlisted members, between enlisted members, and between military and civilian. So it's kind of like a big mesh of unprofessional relationships that can go on out there. Fraternization usually occurs only between officers and enlisted members, and it is kind of a gray area because the relationship becomes unprofessional usually when it starts affecting the good order and morale and discipline within the unit.
Okay. So I'm the only airman here currently at AFN. If they were having a barbecue or something and everybody was invited, everybody went out, and I decided to go out there, I'm, you know, younger, junior enlisted, hanging out with a couple NCOs. Is that a problem?
That is not a problem. Occasionally, it's not a problem. Now, if you were hanging out with the NCOs every night, every evening, on and off base, you know, sharing activities that were kind of on the same type of level, regularly, that may be construed as an unprofessional relationship.
All right. So we're going to keep things moving right along. Number seven here, I'm all discombobulated. I'm not entirely sure what... there it is, number seven, down there at the bottom of the
countdown
list.
Yeah, you know, as the countdown king, I keep that one flowing. You know, 2000 was a great year for country crossovers. You know, as I'm out and about, people talk about the top 10 morale countdown. They're like, when are you going to play some country? I said, well, the year 2000 was a good year for country music fans because the song at number seven is perhaps the biggest crossover country hit of all time. Let's cue it up and play it. They probably already know what it is right now. This is Lone Star with their number one smash, Amazed.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost that you do. Baby, I'm amazed by you.
Amazed by Lone Star. It holds a record. It spent the most weeks at number one on the country chart this decade. 8 big weeks atop the country chart. Did you know that, Airman Kosh? I throw out all kinds of information.
Well, I would say that's amazing. I'm sorry, that was really corny.
It's a great song by Lone Star. Hope all the country fans out there are enjoying this countdown.
Definitely. I mean, I'm looking at it, and there is a lot of stuff. I mean, how do you go from Third Eye Blind to Little Kid Rock, now Lone Star? And it's like, it's interesting. And trust me, it is.
Wait till we get to number one.
It's going to get even weirder as it goes along.
Let's throw it out there. If anybody thinks they know what number one was 9 years ago, because it was a melting pot of music out there, call us at 452-1051.
Or
we'll take your guess.
If you're off base, you're calling us civilian line 065-6561-1051. And of course, no using the internet. No cheaters. You have to call in. Let us know what you think number one was in 2000. So we were talking about unprofessional relationships and everything like that. And you were telling me some stuff about officers. We don't have officers in this building, so it's very rare that I get a chance to fraternize. See, I can't talk.
Well,
at
you
all
know, fraternization basically exists between officers and enlisted, and it's it can be male to male. Male to female, female to female, it doesn't matter. But usually officers are the ones in charge on this because it's the senior member that's usually held accountable. Even though both members can be held accountable, the senior member is the one that's really held accountable in these situations. But officers are always reminded they should never gamble with enlisted members, they should never lend money to enlisted members, and they should never engage in sexual relations with the enlisted corps.
All right.
And that keeps everybody okay if they follow the rules.
And that's pretty straight up in the regs that it's saying, this, thou shalt not do this, you know, in no, not necessarily those terms, not quite so biblical, but what is it that really trips people up that, you know, they maybe aren't seeing it in the reg, aren't, you know?
It's usually the buddy-buddy relationship within the work center, and once it starts messing up that good order and discipline within the unit, that's when it becomes the problem. And usually we handle those cases at the lowest level form possible, usually verbal counseling or maybe some written counseling, depending on the situation. Usually, 9 times out of 10, that'll settle the matter, and everybody goes about and corrects the situation, and we move on.
Now, I was telling you earlier, I'm the only airman here, so it's kind of tough for me to not be. All my coworkers are NCOs. So what do I do? How can I get out there and do something else?
Well, now we're talking about professional organizations. Airman Kosh, are you a member of the first four?
Sort of. I've told them I'm going to show up at their meeting this month, so it's tentative. I have to actually show up to my first meeting before I can claim to be a member.
Well, that's outstanding. I encourage all the airmen out there, and this is not just people who live in the dorms. This is all the airmen, senior airmen, below, to get involved in the first four organization. If you're looking to make the Air Force a career, these are one of the things you need to do to walk down that career path to make you a better airman. And the reason why is because you get involved in a lot of people, with a lot of people, and you, 2,000 voices out there are heard better than just one. And they've got some good things coming up. Their meeting is tomorrow at the Brick House at 11 o'clock. They're going to talk about a talent show, sports day, and a block party, and a formal dance.
All right. So outside right now, and of course it's outside. I'm not going to tell you the weather inside your office. It's 52 degrees and partly cloudy. It's foggy. Make sure you're wearing your reflective belt. Make sure that your lights are on if you're driving around. But right now, number six.
We're number six.
Number six.
Thank you. gets me that way.
A country crossover hit that has become Faith Hill's signature song, that's Breathe. It was the fifth biggest hit this week back in the year 2000. And, you know, I'd like to remind everybody about our website of the week. And this is a great one. This is a dandy. SaberSpouses.com. It's our website of the week. If you're looking for job and volunteer opportunities, news updates, AFEs and DECA information, along with spouse sponsorship tips, and so much more, and so SEW, so much more.
So
much. Yeah, so much more. All the spouses out there, please check out SaberSpouses.com. And it's not just for spouses, it's for active duty too. Get online, check out SaberSpouses.com, and see what's going on in the spouses community. You know, they have a dining in coming up.
Yes.
On April 24th.
Eiffel Emmys or
Emmys,
whatever
yes.
they were doing.
Sounds like a fun night.
Yeah, definitely. So, unfortunately, we were just talking, it is 9:43 and we are just moving right along. We've got four more songs, so unfortunately we're going to have to give a skip award to somebody today.
We do have that countdown skipper award.
Unfortunately,
we're going to hand it out to number
it's
four.
It's Macy Gray, number four.
Yeah, Macy Gray, I Try.
So, you know, fantastic song, but we got to cut it because we've got so much more coming your way, including the number one selling female vocalist group of all time. So you definitely don't want to miss that.
Hi, I'm your bus driver. And on my
ability.
Number three.
Dog John 99.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say baby, I love you. You ain't running gay. Say my name, you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me a Yankee gay.
We're talking over each other. 9:49 on your Monday morning morale countdown show. Did I get it right this time?
Well, we weren't talking. I was singing.
Oh, right. It is...
Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
Nice.
The best-selling female group of all time. They've sold over 50 million albums worldwide. And 9 years ago this week, they were at number three with, hey, Say My Name.
And you know, Sergeant Woods, I'm going to have to tease you because when they said break it down, you broke it down, and I believe it may be broken, so I'm going to have to ask you to stop that.
Okay.
It is 9:50 now, and we were talking earlier, you asking me how I stay so trim and sleek, and it's all running and sit-ups. I can't do a push-up to save my life.
Well,
so,
and I've
well
got a great,
I can do push-ups, but
well,
you know.
You know, we can always max out push-ups. I got a great push-up tip for you, and for everybody out there, if you're trying to, you know, max out your push-ups, this is a great technique. All you need is a floor to do push-ups. So here's what I recommend. Every hour that you're at work, at the top of the hour, when that AP radio news begins to play on AFN, drop down and do 10 push-ups. That's it. Just 10 push-ups every
right.
hour.
So coming up next month, I've got my PT test. So what do you say? You and I, every Monday, we're in here. We're doing the top 10. Number 10 goes. I'll do 10 push-ups. Only if you do them with me, though.
I'll do them.
All right.
10
so,
at 10, 9 at 9, 8 at 8, we can do it.
So first sergeant helping me pass my PT test.
All right, back to the countdown. The song at number 2 in our survey is the second most popular Latin song of all time. Give it up for Santana, featuring the product G&B. This is Maria Maria.
Get away from the refugee camp.
That's Santana with Maria Maria. You know, they were formed back in San Francisco way back in the late 60s?
Lots of San Francisco bands. Number 2, Santana, and then number 10, Third Eye Blind from San Francisco.
San Francisco. Late 60s Santana featuring the product G&B. And that means we're up to the number 1 song 9 years ago this week. And guess what?
And I have to give props to my wife because she actually called in. I think she cheated. She probably used the internet.
I think she saw the advanced copy
yeah,
of our script, yeah.
But she did get it right.
Spending its 7th week at number 1, here's NSYNC with Bye Bye Bye. That's NSYNC, a band that was formed in Orlando, Florida back in 1995 and was very successful in the late 90s and early 2000s, selling more than 55 million records worldwide with Bye Bye Bye, the number one song this week back in 2000, 9 years ago. And Bye 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 We Go. I hope you enjoyed the show. Next week we will journey back to the year 1986 and play the 10 hottest hits of that week, 23 years ago. It's a Monday morning morale countdown show you just can't miss. If you have a question or comment or anything about this show, contact us at afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil, afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. Hopefully, we're boosting your morale out there. Listen next week for our special request segment. Until then, have integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all you do.
All right, 9:59, your AP Radio News is on the way. And, of course, I've got 2 more hours of this show that I'm going to be hooking you up with some music and all the info you need on this training day. But right now, we're going to send you off to the news. Stay tuned.
Eiffel. 105.1.
AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Captain Richard Phillips is in military operation Freedom Sunday.